tonight, Imagine Dragons. Well, that's how we get the show started this evening, 8 minutes past seven. And, well, we're excited to be here. And we hope that you are excited to listen to us. All right. Welcome aboard the nation's first for News Talk and Sports. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Game On with Femi and the gang. I'm Anthony, the voice, and I'm joined in the studio by my brothers. And together, we'll be doing all of this together. So much to talk about. I've got so much on my scoreboard. All right. And we'll see how much we can do today. It's a beautiful day. Especially, yeah, on the political front. But hey, this is sports, so we'll stick to what we've got to do here in the next 3 hours. Well, we've got Fans League returning today. Well, should have returned yesterday, but for unforeseen circumstances, that returns today. Well, that game you love so much, an opportunity for you to win cash prize right here on Game On. We'll talk about that much later on the other side of nine. We'll also talk about 30,000 euro to give away on the flip side of eight. Yeah, one play lotto still helping Nigerians get through the hard times. I tell you what, if you're ready, we are ready to give that money away. But you know the drill. You know the drill, Lagos. Yeah, there's really no need to say it. But just for the sake of those listening for the very first time, if I were you, I've got my smartphone. I'm dialing *347, *880, *#3#. That is the code to win 30,000 euro on the broadcast. We'll talk about that very soon, so stick around. In the meantime, some exciting stories making the rounds. But before that, let me get you in on the voices in the studio. My brothers, to my left hand side, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on Game On tonight, Alex, the man, the McCall! Yay! What a cracker, brother. How you doing?
Well, good evening, Lagos. It's good to be here. Tony, good evening to you. And you maybe should have called the elder first before me, but anyways, you know, it's good to be here. It's Wednesday, Game
yeah,
On,
right.
And you know what it is when it's Wednesday, and you know when it's me, you, and Overdose or Manoletim or Brownish or Dovai in the studio. You know, like I always say, you know, Wednesday Game On tends to bring something different to the table. But
that's
it's
right.
Good to be here. There's a lot to talk about, you know, from the home front down to European football and even tennis. So, you know, I'm here to go down that 3 hour journey with you, Tony, and Overdose. It's good to be here. Let's talk some sports.
Radioactive Lagos, Nigeria. Femi and the gang in the building. You have the voice of Alex. I am the voice. But this time, well, let's bring on a big fish to the MIC. A man who been there, done that. I mean, history says the whole story. And I mean, it's only fair that, you know, we change the atmosphere just a little bit for the man who have seen beyond, beneath, and overboard. Lagos, bringing to the MIC the Overdose of every good stuff in the beauty. Overdose.
Yeah, Tony, it's always good to be here. I don't know. You said I've seen the good stuff. What if I tell you I've seen different kind of stuff, not just the good. I've seen the good, the bad, I've seen the ugly, I've seen everything. But through it all, you know, we still stand strong. We still, we forge ahead, you know, and we continue to make sure that we brave the odds and move on. But then again, it's a wonderful evening to everyone listening. And of course, the elders always say that if not for anything,
yeah,
of all things to fight against, fight against poverty.
When they tell
because
you something, yeah.
Have your seat is different from find somewhere to sit.
Mbok,
Lagos.
Hey! The others spoken. Lagos. You make me go. Oh dear me, what a cracker.
You know what, we'll talk about the Super Eagles. Of course, that's leading the charge for tonight. We'll let you in with the latest coming from the Super Eagles camp. The players started rolling in very early this morning and late yesterday night. And we'll tell you the number of players in camp. And yeah, we'll generally just look out for the Afghan qualifiers. Well, the final match day, Sao Tome and Principe must fall right here in Nigeria, Uyo to be precise. And that's where the boys are going to be doing that battle. It's dead rubber, but I tell you what, Nigerians don't know. They don't know what is dead rubber. You've got to win. That's it. When you play right in front of your home fans, you've got to do that job. And we'll talk about that in a bit. Also, the Nigerian Professional Premier Football League have been postponed. Somebody's saying, Tony, what are you telling me? Tony, why are you telling me this? I mean, we just got this a couple of hours back. It has been postponed. I can tell you that for a fact. And somebody's saying, how about the new date? Well, we don't know just yet. We don't know just yet. All right, but that's the situation of things. We'll talk about that very soon. Of course, we'll look at the AFCON qualifiers. We'll also look at the US Open in Flushing Meadows. Alex is our correspondent, Yankee boy. What a guy. He's got his eye on that one. And we'll be looking at how far, how well, as players fight for a place in the semi-final for the ATP and WTA segments. All right, we'll talk about that. Manchester United is also on the board this evening. Somebody's saying, Tony, is that club currently in some sort of crisis? If you ask me, who? I don't understand. Maybe the guys will make meaning of all of that. Today, it's Anthony. Tomorrow, it's Mason Greenwood. Next tomorrow, it's Man United experiencing one of their biggest ever share fall, I mean, in the stock market, which is quite significant. All of this, I don't know. We'll talk about that on the broadcast, surely. And, we've got some exciting transfer stories also for you. Super Falcons coach Randy Wardrum also on the front burner. Questions, will he continue as we await verdicts coming from the Nigerian Football Federation? Or should we be expecting a new manager for the side? Why they do like you know they love? When you know say na me they love? Why they do like you know they love? When you know say na me they love? Kulu baby. Alright, what up, peeps? It's your man Vector the Viper, aka VEC, and I'm chilling with Femi and the gang on the Nigeria Info Radio. Well, I don't know if the Super Eagles currently makes Nigerians go wild. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask the elder. Have the Super Eagles got that?
I know what you want to say. Have they still got, you know, that ability to make Nigerians
go
whatever
out
they are doing and follow the team? You know, maybe that was way back. You know, you could talk about 94, you could talk about 96.
Take me back.
You know, you could talk about the fact that, you know, Sydney 2000. You know, we had the likes of Vaigbeni, Victor Agali, you know, players, Pius Sikedia. before then, you know, Kocha Moti Adigbaju. But now, I don't think, you know, the fans in Nigeria are as enthusiastic and as excited whenever, you know, the Super Eagles get to want to showcase themselves, because the results, to be honest, have not been encouraging. The last time we won anything was in 2013 under the late Stephen Keshi. So you can do the math. I remember that squad. We had a certain Sunday Mba who scored the winning goal against Burkina Faso.
That's right.
You know,
had
Emmanuel Emenike, who was the top scorer for Nigeria. Victor Moses was also in that squad. Brown Aidey Day as well. Coupled with some home-based players, Eddie Onazi was there, visiting him. I was in goal. You could talk about Godfrey, Itama Obabuna. I could talk about Juwan Shaniwa.
Are you telling me?
You know
that this crop of players have got no fear factor.
No. They didn't have any. I'm talking about the fact that when they won, even I think in that tournament when you know people started taking them seriously was when they beat Cote d'Ivoire. That was in the round of 16, if I'm correct.
That's right.
Before we beat Mali at the quarterfinals, and I think was it the quarterfinals we beat Cote d'Ivoire, and then Mali, and then you know Burkina Faso in the final. So when you look at it, it's not the same now with the current crop of players. We've been at the World Cup 2014. We didn't go past the group stage. You know, didn't qualify for the football event in 2012. You look at the fact that 2018, under, you know, Gareth Roy, it was same old story. We couldn't get past the group stage. And then, of course, we didn't qualify for Qatar 2022.
So, when you
look at it, you know, even the Nations Cup, the AFCON in Cameroon in 2021, you know, we know how Tunisia, you know, just eliminated us after Nigeria gave us hope, winning all of their group games. under Austin Ekwavon. So, if you talk about the Super Eagles before maybe early 2013, 14.
But right now.
Yeah, a whole lot of people are not as enthusiastic. I'm sure that they just want to follow the national team because, yes, it's our own. No matter how bad the child is, you know, the mother cannot abandon it. She always pray for him to change and get better.
What a cracker.
But it will always be a child. So I think that's the situation now with the Super Eagles. You make
me go out. I don't know what makes you go out, Lagos. Does the Super Eagles still make you go out? I don't know. But let's head straight to the camp, where we believe there is no tension. One thing we can confirm to you is the Super Eagles camp is bubbling. That's right. It's bubbling, and the boys are trooping in numbers. Well, just to confirm the number of players in camp at the moment. Well, William Trist Akern leading the pack, the captain of the side. Uzoho is in camp as we speak. There's Ojo, there's Adeleye, there's Ola Aino, Tyron Ebuehi, there's of course Jordan, there's Ajayi, there's Bassi, there's Collins, there is Bruno, there is Wilfred Ndidi, Onyedika, Aribo, Onyeka of Brentford,
There's Kenichi Ihanacho. There's Chukwueze. There's Mossy Simon. There's Lukman. There's Osimhen. There's Awoni. And there's this boy. This boy. Nigerians have begged for him. You've asked for him. Willie Orban. Now, of course, Gift Orban. Gift Orban is very much in camp, as well as Boniface, Victor Boniface, also in camp. The situation of things at the moment, and it is quite the number. If I probably have to count that, probably about 16, 17.
No, that's 23.
Complete?
Yeah, complete players in the camp now. So we have 23 players in camp now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just have to go through that number again.
Yeah,
to be
it's,
sure. 20,
it's 23 total.
All right, so just for the records, 23 in camp at the moment. We've got some bills to pay, haven't we? Yes, we do. And when we return, we'll be talking about what to expect. What player do you want to see? All right, against Sao Tome and Principe. All right, we'll take a look at the team. And we'll also take a look at the AFCON qualifiers. What does the tables look like in terms of teams who have booked their sports for Ivory Coast 2024? All right. We'll also talk about Jose Peseiro and the target giving to him before his extension. I know Chuma talked about a bit of this on Monday, but Jose Peseiro have been giving the ultimate target of a semi-final spot at the AFCON in Ivory Coast 2024. It's very simple. You've got to deliver this or you're gone. And I'll be asking the boys in the studio, and you out there, do you think this Super Eagles team have got that X factor to go all the way? Well, AFCON is not like it used to be. There are lots of teams springing up with surprises. How confident are you in this crop of players to open perhaps a new dawn as far as football is concerned in Nigeria? Can Jose Peseiro deliver semi-final ticket at the AFCON in Ivory Coast? Which player are you looking forward to seeing on Sunday against Sao Tome and Principe? That game going down at the Nest of Champions in Uyo. Oh man, so much to talk about. All right, let's go pay some bills. We'll be right back. Stick around. It's Game On with Femi and the Gang. Anthony, the voice here. There's Alex. And there is Overdose.
Hi, guys. It's Michelle Lozia Ford with the Houston Dash in the U.S. Thank you guys so much for listening to For Me and the Gang 99.3 on Nigerian Info FM.
Welcome back to 99.3 Nigeria Info. Game On with Femi and the Gang. Anthony, the voice right here alongside Alex and the elder himself. Just confirming to you in case you're just joining us. Well, the players in camp, 23-man list complete. Francis Uzoho, Adebayo Adeleye, and Leke Ojo, the goalkeepers. Defenders, William Troostekong, Jordan Torrell, there's Ola Aina, Jamal Collins, Bruno Oyemechi, Semi Ajayi, Calvin Bassey, Tyron Ebuehi, midfielders Wilfred Onyendidi, Rafael Onyedika, there's Joe Aribo, Frank Onyeka, and for the forwards, Kelechi Ihanacho, Samuel Chukwueze, Moses Simon, Ademola Lookman, Victor Simon, Victor Boniface, and of course, Gift Orban, not forgetting Nottingham Forest superstar Taiwo Awoni, completing the players. And they had their first training this evening. Overdose, you can confirm that?
Yeah, I can confirm that. And later on, we'll be heading to the camp of the Super Eagles to hook up with the media officer of the side, Baba Femi Raji.
All right.
Yeah, he'll give us updates and how today went and what's in store ahead of Sunday when Super Eagles and Sao Tome will do battle. So, yeah.
For you, are you looking forward to any particular player in the team?
Well, you know, it's a bit of a poison chalice for me. On one hand, I'm really happy, excited, you know, because of the fact that our Nigerian players tend to do well with the club sides, you know. They're doing well, quite a number of them are doing well. Yeah. You look at Orban.
Yeah.
You look at Victor Boniface in Germany. You look at Victor Osimhen. You look at Taiwo Awoniyi. You know, these guys are doing quite well, you know, for their club sides. But
mostly
again,
the attackers, though.
Yeah, mostly the attackers. But then again, I mean, you also want to consider the fact that this is a dead rubber game, like you said. Nigeria already have qualified for the AFCON, Nations Cup. So I'll just want to see new faces. Enough of the regular guys. I always and this is my personal belief. I don't know if others share it, but I want to believe that there are quite a number of people who share the belief, and that's the fact that when you have friendly matches or dead rubber games, as is the case with this one, you test new players. You know, you put new players on the front burner so that we can get to see them. You know, you let them play, not that you just go all out with the regular starters.
Same of the same.
Now we are used to see. I mean, and then when it's 60 something minutes, you now start bringing the new guys. You start up with the new guys. Let's have a feel of them. Let them feel like, oh, okay, yes, we are also important. So you use it as some sort of audition, you know, so that when these guys actually play well, then you can put them in the next game. And then with the performance, you can then ask the coach of the side, say, okay, this guy did well in the first game. Let me see if he can replicate that in the next game. But the thing is, we tend to invite players. Every time we're always inviting new players, especially players that are doing well. But we don't get to field them. We get to field the regular guys. You know, we get to field Ihan Acho, Wilfred Ndidi, while the new invitees like Gift Orban, like Victor Boniface, you know, like guys who we've actually seen do well in their clubs. You don't give them a run in. I don't know if it's a standing rule or maybe they just want to just bring these guys. And then the painful thing is when these guys come and play, you're inviting the next set of players and these guys are missing. That's what happened to Cyril Dessers. I can't remember a game where Cyril Dessers started that game and played all 90 minutes. But then we tend to keep tabs on this guy and he plays for his club side, Rangers, and then we say, ah, okay, let's invite him to the national team, only to bring him in the 85th minute. It doesn't really make sense to me.
How do you properly assess the player?
Yeah. So if you're inviting players, players that we haven't seen done the green and white for Nigeria, the proper thing, and I don't want to say sensible thing to do because I know that the coaches have a large amount of intellect to actually decipher these things. But when you see play all over again, it's just like, what's going on? Is it that our national team are meant for some select few that will start, even if you are playing Fat GFC, you still see Kelechi Iheanacho in the starting lineup, you still see Wilfred Ndidi, you still see Victor Osimhen.
You want to see new boys.
I want to see the new guys. I want to see how they fare.
In midfield, we have Rafael Onyedika, who's pretty much the newest boy on the block, having made that move to Gent, if I'm not mistaken now. But you know, there is going forward, there is
there's this Yoruba guy that plays in the Belgian league. The name just eluded me now. You know,
Club Brugge, sorry. Rafael Onyedika.
Rafael Onyedika. But there's another guy, this Yoruba striker. He leveled up for the team last weekend. He got a point for them. I don't know how I'm forgetting guy's name. He's in Belgium. I'll get the name. I'll get the name of the player. But then again, you see these things play out and you feel that, okay, these guys that are being invited, they will at least start this game. Or at least bring them halftime. Not when it's 80 minutes, 82 minutes. We're expecting them to just come and do magic. It doesn't work that way. And I don't blame them. We don't have a structure. We don't have like a playing structure, which is why I keep wondering what the national team handlers are doing. Because right now, we keep saying, oh, the Super Eagles, Super Eagles. But they don't have a style. They don't have a pattern.
Alex, is this Super Eagles squad semi-final material for the AFCON?
This current squad that I'm looking at, and I don't think they are. To be honest, and
with this
current crop of players that we have here, we don't have a team. I think we have great players. We have some really good players.
We don't have a team.
Yeah, it's no team. We have good players who can, on their day perform really well. Samuel Chukwueze can be so good on some days and be so terrible on other days. Kelechi Iheanacho can bring up the goods. Ademola Lookman also can be good. We've seen what Victor Osimhen can do. There's a case of William Troost-Ekong at the back, and you know, other players, Ola Aina and the likes. These guys are good players, but bring them together to play as a unit, we have a problem and we struggle. And then you see what Overdose is trying to say with, where's the formation, where's the team, where's the there's no, you don't look at the Super Eagles and say, oh, this is the certain way we play. You know, you don't, what do we play, how do we play, do we counter press, do we keep possession, do
but
we play
good
on the
in
weeks?
The AFCON qualifiers,
they've been good in the AFCON qualifiers, but then again you look at the quality of teams that they're playing in the qualifiers.
True that
they're not
Guinea-Bissau,
Sao Tome and Principe, these are not the sides you're going to meet in a proper tournament like the African Cup of Nations in 2024. So it's a lot of questions to be asked about how we're going to progress.
Is there any player you're looking forward to as a person? Is there any player you're looking forward to seeing start?
Well, I want to start the game against Principe.
Yeah.
I mean, like you guys have said already, it's a dead rubber game. And to be honest, you only use games like this to try out the new guys who haven't played before for Nigeria, who haven't experienced the joy to represent Nigeria. So if we can start out some of the young lads, the ones that are coming in newly, and just see out the game, because I don't think there's any, it's inconsequential. You know, you win or you lose the game, it does nothing for us. So, but yeah, I'd like to see competitiveness. I'd like to see the players who would get the starting start
try
to play
to
well,
try
to say the word to the other guys that okay, we can play and we can be a support to this team. So going forward, like you said, Tony, we're not there yet as a group of players that you would look at and say, oh, this is a team, this team can go as far as winning the African Cup of Nations. I don't think we're there yet, and it would take some amount of work and readiness,
readiness
and togetherness and playing together for a long time to be able to attain that level of understanding between one another on the field of play. It's a good team with young players, with bright players, with players who are promising, but they just have to do more to play more as a team.
Nigerians, what say you? What are you looking forward to come Sunday? Is there any player you particularly want to see? Tell me how your man is working. Do you think this Super Eagles team is a semi-final material? AFCON semi-final material. Forget Osimhen, forget. When you go to tournaments, you need everybody to actually step up. Do you think this Super Eagles team, I mean, the Gaffar have been giving that responsibility. Take us to the semi-final of the AFCON. If you can't do that, arrivederci. By the way, he took a pay cut, and of course, he's been giving the responsibility of handling Super Eagles B. I tweeted, Alex, that how did they reduce your salary?
I saw that, and it just has to be something. You know, it has to be voodoo.
If
something.
You have levels,
but then again, let's be real.
Okay,
let's be real.
Be real.
The manager. I don't. When it comes to levels of people who
pedigree.
coached pedigree and all that, I don't.
He took the job like, I mean,
you know, it's Pesero. What is he really down for? You know, I just,
what is this?
No, no, no. You can't be the guy.
I was trying to remember was Tolu Arukodari.
Okay,
he plays for Anderlecht. Yeah,
yeah. So that's it. So when you speak about what Pesero has done before, you know, before managing the Super Eagles, and what has he really done? And it's a huge question.
To say, I would
I'll take pay cuts and I'll do extra job. I mean,
overdose.
Are you surprised?
But I'm not surprised. It's not about us being surprised.
We being the employer,
yeah.
I mean, it's good deal for you.
I wasn't really surprised until I found out what was going on the ground.
Yeah.
With regards to getting a Ross deal, you know, so you've not been paid for several months, but you're still on the job. How is that? You know, and I mean, it's not because you have a contract. And it's one thing that really, it's part of why we are where we are right now in terms of our football. You know, we hire coaches that we can control. And I think the fact that you can control them doesn't enable them to give their best. So if they want to give their best, they have something to fall back on that. I mean, you're benefiting from employing me, so why should I give my very best when you are also eating part of the pie that is keeping me on the job, even though we know that, you know, these things are more than meets the eye. But I don't want to go into details so they don't say it's overdose. We all know how these things work. I think that's where I'm going to stop for now.
Just for the records, we're giving 30,000 on the broadcast this evening. All you have to do is *347*880*3#. Specify the number of tickets, entries between 1 to 10. Choose a bank. Choose 1 to continue. And you receive an SMS with instructions to make payments. Listen to the draws, which will come up very, very soon. Ensure you are actively playing. Let's see. Can we squeeze in this call in 30 seconds? And then we'll go pay some bills. We'll be back to take more calls. All right. Hello there.
Hello, guys.
Yeah, what's your name? Tunde, 20 seconds. Talk to us quickly.
Day before yesterday, I called on this issue of a national team push. Voice not what you see, you guys on the studio. Maybe our coach can lead us to semi-final. We don't know. You know, there's a surprise in football. No, it's true that they're not gel together, but there's a surprise. They can lead us to semi-final.
We cannot hope on surprises. It's not something, I don't think it's something at this stage or at this age where football is being played at the highest level. It's not something we should be hoping on. Surprises, no. Get us a tactical manager who can build a team. That's all.
Let's go pay this bill. We'll be back in 4 minutes.